There's an entire system within the body to regenerate itself. I'd always thought that the body's in a degenerative slide from 26 years of age and on. But what turns out is that if we can get out of the body's way, there are a great number of mechanisms that can start to rebuild itself.
I love the idea of investing in my health and wellness for the long term, because all you have to do is have a joyful experience in life.
Our society is not really supportive of not being healthy. You talk to somebody that's had to go into assisted living or nursing home, it can quickly consume a person's entire net worth within just a few years. I became kind of disenchanted with the heel with steel. We're going to replace everybody's hips, everybody's knees. It got ridiculous. At some point, you have to ask yourself, wait a minute, is that really the way that nature had intended?
Hi, and welcome back to Reclamation Radio. I am Dr. Kelly Brogan, and today we have an unusual episode because I sit down with the chairman and CEO of a company called Juvent Health. If you know me, you know I am extremely discerning around the products that I endorse and specifically the technologies, because I have a lot of circumspection around the potential for tech to get between you and reading your body's signals. So I'm unlikely to be a good resource for a lot of biohacking stuff. However, I do know a good piece of technology when I see one, because I know how to analyze the research. And moreover, I know what the body expects in terms of biological inputs and how likely we are to be able to replicate that. So when we're talking about musculoskeletal health, you might have heard, especially if you're a quote-unquote middle-aged woman, about vibration plates. And you might think, well, this is how I keep my body thinking that it's walking and getting all these steps in, which are obviously a healthful way to move around my day. I was fascinated to do some myth-busting around that and to understand why there is a very specific kind of micro-impact that the body is expecting when we walk barefoot, right? And the several miles a day that the body is probably expecting us to walk. So we talk about what the Juvent plate is, why I think it is an epic idea to invest in having one in your living room for anyone in your family to stand on for 10 to 20 minutes a day, and the research, both technical and case report, that supports its capacity to enhance metabolic health in addition to musculoskeletal. So this is everyone from athletes to the elderly to those who have so-called, you know, pain syndromes that would otherwise require surgery. So I am very lit up about the Juvent plate, and I wanted to make sure that you had all of the information that you might need if you're considering adding this to your self-love regimen, and specifically the loving of your future self, so that you can invest in your health and wellness in a way that is backed by evidence. All right, enjoy. Welcome, Rush, to the podcast.
Hi, thank you. Appreciate it very much, the opportunity, Dr. Brogan. I look forward to our discussion.
So I want to zoom out a bit and talk about movement, because I talk a lot about lifestyle medicine and nutrition and, you know, supporting the body's capacity for detox. And for whatever reason, over all these years, I haven't spoken a lot about movement. And anyone who knows me in my personal life knows that it's probably my primary passion. So I don't know why that is. So I'm very excited to, you know, to really showcase what it is that we both have to say about supporting the body in its kinetic well-being. And, you know, my movement journey has really mostly consisted of dance over many decades. I've been an avid dancer, and, you know, cardio has pretty much been all that I've been up to for a long time. Then fast forward to a couple of years ago, I did a now notorious water-only fast for 9 days. And it was basically just for the hell of it to see, you know, what that would be like. And it was also at a very challenging, you know, spiritual and emotional time. And suffice it to say that I lost 17 pounds of muscle in those 9 days, that I was really perplexed over the following like year to 2 years why I never felt quite right, you know, and I would be doing like Pilates and bar and dancing all the time. Okay. So that led me to the gym. I've never been to a gym in my life prior to, you know, probably late last year. And now I'm really passionate about it. And I feel like it's been a missing piece for a long time. But with the gym came a walking habit. So I would go to the gym and then I would go for a walk. And it just felt like the right balance of restoring these inputs to my system. And who knows, there's probably a reason many middle-aged women find themselves in the gym and, you know, this valuable muscle and musculoskeletal health can be very elusive for a lot of us. So I started to fall into the sort of marketing rabbit hole of vibration plates, right? So on social media and elsewhere, there are these ads for vibration plates. So if you don't have time for a walk, no big deal. While you're watching TV, you just get on a vibration plate and it like shakes you around and your body's like itching after 20 minutes because it's so intense, right? And it was around this time that a trusted colleague told me about Juven and micro impact technology. And it is important to know, as anyone listening, that I'm not a biohacker. I don't, you know, have or endorse or talk about, you know, measuring metrics. That's not really I like to read my body's own signals. And I also recognize that there are many ways, especially in the movement arena, that I am not necessarily giving my body the inputs that she longs for. So the vibration plate concept really made a lot of sense to me because I was like, okay, well, when I'm walking, fantastic. But if for whatever reason I'm not, then this is probably a really good substitution. And she was basically like, no, it's not good. It's not good. And what do I know, right? Like, I've never researched this. I've never delved into the science behind it. And so when I learned more about micro impact technology and what it can bring to, you know, a well woman's body with regard to, you know, post-workout recovery, or even just this concept of like my body is supposed to be receiving these inputs and perhaps there are some days where it's not. What really sealed the deal for me was that I learned that 20 minutes on a Juven plate, which, you know, I can stare out the window, I can watch my favorite show, I can talk to my daughters, like it's literally just in my living room, is the equivalent of about 5 miles of walking barefoot.
Right.
Well, I'm not really sure how else to replicate that. And I had also started like barefoot beach running. And I know that there are so many impossible to quantify, but you know, the research that we'll talk about today has done made a good effort in that direction, benefits of these kinds of natural inputs. And so I became passionate about, you know, what this kind of technology can bring to bear with regard to movement-related health and musculoskeletal health. So I'd love to hear, first of all, a bit about how you got into this arena and how your trust really became invested in this technology, because I know, like me, you're not somebody who is just going to align with any old technology. You know a lot more about this arena than I do, and you're quite discerning and have a long history of vetting these kinds of technologies. And so I'd love to know why this became your primary endorsement and the North Star of your offerings.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I've been in med device for over 25 years. So I've seen a lot of different devices. I spent many years in the operating room with Medtronic and utilizing a lot of very high-tech, you know, equipment implants for the treatment primarily of spinal and neurosurgical, you know, challenges, implications. And while we were doing a lot of good and we helped patients, I think, very well in the short run, in the long run, they didn't do so well. And that was bothersome to me. You know, what I mean by is, you know, 5 or 10 years post-op, a lot of these challenges would reoccur or they'd come back again. And, you know, when you look at the physiology, what's going on, and you look at, and, you know, we can use some technical terms, I think, but, you know, you look at the modulus, what we call a modulus of elasticity of a stainless steel or a steel rod versus what bone is, the bone changes over time, but steel doesn't. And so you know, as these, you know, patients would age, they necessarily wouldn't do very well. And, you know, all of us hope to live, you know, probably to 100, 120 years of age, I think, if we're really smart and do the right things. And so I think that any of these modalities that we use to help people be healthy need to accommodate that reality, okay, that we're going to be here for a long time. And so I became kind of disenchanted, I guess, with the implant, you know, heel with steel, or, you know, we're going to replace everybody's hips, everybody's knees, everybody's shoulders, elbows. You know, I mean, it got ridiculous. We were looking at finger joints. And at some point, you have to ask yourself, wait a minute, is that really the way that nature had intended, right? And so I started really delving into the area of regenerative medicine. And I actually was the founding CEO of a company called Cytonics, which we were looking at the protein complexes that were responsible for joint pain and back pain. And it was a real deep dive for me. I spent probably over 3 years just in the area of protein research and protein study. But what came out of that, one, was a great discovery. We did discover the protein complex responsible for joint pain and back pain, and that's in phase one trials right now, or finished phase one trial with the FDA. And I'm no longer with that company, but I, you know, what I came away from that was I realized that there's an entire system and mechanisms within the body to regenerate itself. And that really blew my mind. And it was sort of like I'd always thought that and been taught, actually, that the body's in a degenerative slide from pretty much 26 years of age and on, is that we're, you know, in this downward spiral. But what turns out is that if we can get out of the body's way, that there are a great number of mechanisms that can start to rebuild itself. And particularly in the area we were studying was in joints, particularly synovial joints, meaning joints with the synovial fluid, which are most of the joints, significant joints in our bodies. And so as we got into the study of that, I was introduced to the Juven technology and the science behind that by an interesting gentleman who said, I really need to look into this because it's really significant. So I did the deep dive in the science and began to realize that this whole area of mechanotransduction, which is really what it's all about, it's mechanotransduction, that there's an entire, really, most of our cell walls have these receptor channels on them that are only activated by a pressure wave passing over them. And it's kind of like when your cells need to be fed nutrition, as we know that. And there's various ways that that happens. It can happen, you know, osmotically through, you know, ion exchange. But then these mechanotransductive channels that open with a pressure wave are really interesting in the way that the body uses movement. You talk about dance, you talk about motion. It uses movement to rebuild itself. And so based on the amount of motion that we get is the amount of nutrition that those cells will get. And so from that, we kind of adopted a saying, you know, if you lie, you die, meaning that if you go down to bed, you're not going to probably live very long. And so the surgical community understands that now. And as you'll notice, they get patients up and walking usually within a day or a day after the surgery, because they recognize that this is such an important function of being healthy. And so the more you look into it, particularly in the area of musculoskeletal, you start to see that this mechanotransduction is really critical to having a successful aging process. So then you start looking at why aren't people getting that stimulation? And then you start looking around and you realize that most people are walking in running shoes. And you think, wow, you know, it's a misapplication of a great technology. So when you have running, you have high impact, which you do want to shield your body from too much impact. But at the same time, you don't want to eliminate impact, which is what running shoes do. And so it's, again, misapplication of a good technology. And the body was designed to operate off of the micro impact you get from walking barefoot or in sandals, you know, non-impact shielding sandals. And so that was really intriguing to me. And again, jumping into the science on that, you start to realize that there's just so many different processes in our body that operate off of that stimulation, that mechanotransductive stimulation. And if you don't get it, then you end up with essentially a significant deficiency. And my brother coined the term Vitakin. So it's a kinetic vitamin. And so it's a daily requirement because you need to get it regularly. So it's not something that you can get, you know, take a bunch in 3 days and then not do it for the next 2 months. It's something we need to do daily. And so that's one of the reasons why walking daily is so healthy. If you think about it, I mean, what does walking heal? Everything, right? And so Juvent is a natural analog to that, what we just talked about, walking barefoot 2 to 5 miles a day in 10 to 20 minutes worth of use of the platform. And the key to the research behind Juvent was making it safe and effective. So it's easy to, as you found by the whole body vibration platforms, the high powered ones, it's easy to vibrate somebody, but it's not easy to do it safely and effectively. And so a tremendous amount of research, millions and millions of dollars of research and years went into determining how can we deliver a safe yet effective dose of impact. And that's where Juvent is. And so we use 0.3 to 0.4 Gs of energy, which is, if you think about a G of energy, it's just 1 G is you standing on the ground. That's 1 G. So we're using a very, very small amount of energy, and we're only moving you up and down the distance of 2 sheets of paper stacked on top of one another. So it's 0.05 millimeters, incredibly a small amount. And if you look at whole body, high powered whole body vibration, they're moving you in, you know, 5 Gs, 10 Gs of force. They even brag about, you know, 15 Gs, which is insane. And they move you in millimeters and even centimeters of displacement in the Z axis. And so if you look in the occupational literature, most of the literature talking about vibration is as how to avoid it because of the pathologic, the pathology behind too much vibration. So that was where the secret to Juvent was, is that small amount that we can give to get the positive physiological effects. Okay. And that's where Juvent's at. And so when you start to see people that have been impact deficient start using Juvent on a regular basis, a lot of things get better. Just like in walking. If you see, you ask somebody, hey, I just started a regular walking program, what improvements have you seen? And they could do a laundry list of things that have improved, right? And so you'll see similar things. Now, it's not identical to walking that you don't get the same cardiopulmonary benefits you get from walking. So we don't tell people don't walk, use Juvent. But what this does is it gives you those, the mechanotransductive benefits of that, the musculoskeletal system, which are many. And you mentioned about, you know, some of the benefits of dance and motion is the lymphatic system. The lymphatic system is in many ways our body's sewer system to get rid of, you know, metabolites or things that have occurred in our daily metabolism. And so it's really, really good at getting rid of waste. That's really what it's great at. And then there's also the glymphatic system, which is the lymphatic system of the brain, which is also super important. And as you know, that as we age, many of us suffer some pretty significant neurodegenerative disorders. And so we've seen some really promising, again, anecdotal outcomes from users using Juvent and improvements in areas like Parkinson's and things that you wouldn't normally associate with that. But we think it has a lot to do with the glymphatic system and the work there in the lymphatic system. So we do really, really good at lower lymphedema and lymphatic drainage. And so you'll see all kinds of improvements. But what you begin to see is that many cells, some biologists argue every cell has these mechanotransductive receptors on them. In the case of an osteocyte, we just take that cell that is responsible for bone. That ion channel is how calcium gets into the cell. And so if you don't have that pressure wave passing over that ion channel, that cell will be calcium deficient. And that's what we see in osteoporosis. If you were to do, you know, a detailed dissection of a vertebral body, for instance, of a patient with osteoporosis, the bone structure will look very spider-like. It'll look like spider webs. It won't look like healthy bone. And it's interesting that Alzheimer's patients' brains look that way too, which is interesting. Nature tends to have similar manifestations in ways. So anyway, Juvent is really important for people if they can't get enough micro impact walking with the proper shoes. So we encourage people, you know, those Vibram five-toe shoes now that are out there. There's a lot of barefoot shoes that are available now. And those are certainly awesome. You have to kind of slowly work yourself into those because your foot has become deformed in many cases because of that unnatural arch that get pushed into our feet when we wear a lot of traditional shoes. And so as your foot starts to walk flat again, there's all that fascia there on the bottom, and then you can get some pretty significant plantar fasciitis. And if you've ever suffered from that, you'll know how horrible that is. And Juvent's really helpful in alleviating that. But if you slowly work your way into barefoot walking, which can take several weeks or months to get that work through, then you'll start to see all kinds of benefits. And so, you know, typically people use Juvent 10 to 20 minutes a day. I use it 10 minutes in the morning, 10 minutes at night as I'm watching. You know, I watch YouTube for everything now. You know, I don't watch regular TV, but and it's great, and it's easy to do, unlike a lot of exercises. And you can do it. You talk on the phone. You can do pretty much anything. So the nice thing about Juvent, in other words, also it doesn't bypass any of the natural feedback loops. And so, you know, as we talked earlier about, you know, bioidentical hormone therapy, which you can do, you know, taking testosterone injections or whatever, and you can easily bypass natural feedback loops. And that can cause its own set of problems. But with Juvent, you don't have that issue. So you're not doing something that's hyperphysiologic, you know, in that sense. Yeah, but we've had some amazing stories. Again, my mother's amazing story. She had fallen and had a pelvic fracture, which initially healed and gotten better, but then later went on to develop a non-union, which is incredibly painful. And they're very difficult to diagnose because they don't show up on x-ray, plain film, or even CT or MRI. And so really the orthopedists don't really know how to treat them, except just basically saying, hey, here's some pain meds. And you'd probably need to start sitting a lot more, and you can't really walk. And so in my due diligence with Juvent, we had, there was a lot of Australian doctors using Juvent in Australia. And so I was speaking to an orthopedist there, and he was telling me everything he treated with Juvent and his laundry list of things. He said, pelvic non-unions. I said, pelvic non-unions? He goes, oh yeah, mate. And it was so funny because I felt like I was talking to the Crocodile Dundee or something, but he goes, oh yeah, mate, 100%. And you and I know doctors don't use 100%. That's just, you never say that. I said 100%. He goes, oh yeah, 100%. So when I got off that call, we said, okay, we got to get one of these things for my mother. And we found one on eBay. This is before we bought the company. We found one on eBay from, I think it was from Canada. We bought it, wasn't working. We got it working again. Put my mother on it. And sure enough, within about 2 or 3 weeks, she was 80%. Her pain had resolved. And I was like, man, this is insane, you know? And then within about, I don't know, 6 weeks, 100% resolved. And so she was like, I don't know, whatever you do, but make sure I keep one of these things, you know? And so, you know, the more due diligence we did on the company, the more we realized that this thing really worked. And it was an amazing technology in the sense it was non-invasive. Because I'd come from the surgical world where we are maximally invasive. I mean, when you got a spine procedure, you know, we were all in. So this wasn't, you know, we were minimally invasive, non-invasive, and it was inside of those natural feedback loops. And so it's really safe. I mean, St. Jude's done studies with this platform, double-blind prospective randomized attempt treat analysis, placebo-controlled studies with this with young children. And then we've had, you know, studies done with 90-year-olds with active fractures. So it's really an amazing technology in the sense it's safe and effective for people that are very young and also, you know, people that are really old. And maintaining our musculoskeletal health is really critical as we age. So because being sick is very expensive and it's also very dangerous, unfortunately, in our society now.
So I want you to imagine what it would be like to never, ever be afraid of a symptom again, to be comfortable in your body, have easeful digestion, stable energy, to never need a doctor or prescriptions again, and to learn the language of your body so that you can read your yes and your no and trust your intuition. The truth is that you already have the power to heal anxiety, resolve depression, and to put an end to all of the enduring effects of stress. I'm Dr. Kelly Brogan, an Ivy League trained clinical psychiatrist who once believed so much in the conventional model of medicine that I specialized in prescribing to pregnant and breastfeeding women until I was diagnosed with my first potentially chronic illness and I decided to find a way out. And what I learned was how to walk through a life crisis and into your power. Since then, I have published many history-making cases of others doing the same through my 44-day health reclamation program, Vital Mind Reset. And I've learned that despite what I was taught in medical school, your lifestyle choices do matter, and you can make chronic illness a thing of the past. You can also disrupt patterns of struggle in your relationships and in your lifescape. And I love that you have clearly understood the metabolic complexity of the musculoskeletal system and its connection to lymphatics to our best understanding, because the unintended benefits of this kind of an intervention are always manifold. I mean, there's so many because you're impacting the body systemically. And I also think about it as a complement and not necessarily a replacement, although the idea that every day I have, you know, again, this rather passive commitment to delivering my body these kinds of gentle inputs does feel like a really beautiful safety net in the event that I, you know, don't get out walking. And plus, I'm not really typically walking 5 miles, and I'm definitely not walking barefoot, not on the streets of Miami. And for whatever it's worth, my parents, my daughters, and me would probably not be caught dead in those finger toe sneakers.
Yeah, right. I know. Yeah. And they're very uncomfortable to wear, I can tell you, because I've tried them myself.
Oh my God, it's just the fashion concerns. So, you know, all of that is to say that this is, it's like a family device too, right? If it just lives in your living room, you know, anyone in the household could conceivably have a very different spectrum of benefits, from wellness, right, to actual regeneration, like what you're describing has not only been researched, but you clearly have experience. I mean, it's just such an amazing story anecdotally through your mom. And so I love that, because there's so many women in my generation whose parents are, you know, maybe they're not necessarily on board entirely with all of the wellness strategies that we have explored and tried on, but they can probably stand for 10 minutes at a time on a plate and experience these benefits. So it really does have this full family spectrum of benefits that I think is a pretty amazing investment. I'd love to hear more about like the customization, because the first 12 seconds on the plate, right, are tailoring it to you personally, which certainly also makes it different than like an Amazon vibration plate. They really have nothing to do with each other ultimately. And for people to understand kind of what actually happens, because on the outside in, you're just standing on this big plate. It's very gentle. It's like a subtle sensation. But however, every time I get off, I do feel like something happened. So there is a calibration that happens, right, for each
right.
who stands on it.
Yeah. So one of the key challenges in delivering this safe and effective micro impact is it how can you transmit that energy efficiently through the entire body? Because what the scientists ended up doing was using a phenomenon called resonance. And resonance is interesting. You've probably seen the phenomena of the singing lady, and she shatters the glass when singing. And that's an example of the power of resonance. In that case, it was destructive resonance, but what they do is when you stand on the platform for the first 12 seconds, it sends a signal up through your body and listens to what comes back. And then it does that three different times through three cycles, 32 to 37 hertz. And then the highest signal that it receives, the feedback, then it locks into that signal, and that's what it runs for the rest of the treatment session. And the significance of that is that that's how it gains the efficiency to transmit that very small amount of energy all the way through your body to be physiologically effective. So it's very different from whole body vibration. So you know, heroin is a great pain reliever. Okay. No one would argue that, you know, if you inject someone with heroin, that they will not feel pain, and they, you know, you could probably amputate their arm and they'd be smiling the whole time. But no one would ever use that or even prescribe that as being a pain reliever. It's too much of a good thing. And the same thing with high powered whole body vibration. While in a test tube environment, yes, it could be effective, but it's not really safe. So it's maybe effective, but it's not safe. And so the key is to find those two things. And that's really, in medicine, as you know, as a physician, it's all about the dose. If you give somebody too much of a good thing, you can kill them. But if you give them the right dose, you can make them very happy and very healthy, right? And so it's a very similar thing with Juvent. Is the research went into how can we deliver a safe, physiologically effective dose. So it's very much like you do any medicine. And so for people to think that, oh, you know, I can just get on a high-powered whole body vibration platform, yeah, it's not so good. Again, it's just using too much of a great energy, but it's just way too much, way over. And unfortunately, you can't just turn those down for a lot of reasons in physics, which we could get into. But the key is that displacement, that 0.5 millimeters of displacement. And one of the things I always point to is the brainstem. And being a psychiatrist, you'll understand that, is that the brainstem sits on top of some of the hardest bone in your body, in your skull, the skull base. And if you get too much impact or too high an impact, you can actually slam the base of your brain into the skull. And we see the negative pathology coming out of that with boxers. Everybody knows Muhammad Ali developed those, you know, dyskinesis, the Parkinson-like symptoms that he developed. And now we're beginning to appreciate how significant that is, where they're even recommending that soccer players don't hit the ball with their head anymore because of, you know, all of the negative sequelae that can come from multiple impacts like that over time. So you want to make sure that you're exposing yourself to safe impact and not, you know, a dangerous amount of impact. And that's really where Juvent's all about, is safe. So this gets back to that. And in terms of health, I mean, there's so many things that we haven't talked about yet, but, you know, the proprioceptive response, that as we age, that tends to become deadened. And the proprioceptive response helps us in balance. That's those nerves that are at the bottom of our feet. And so often when those become attenuated for whatever reason, it could be a, you know, diabetic neuropathy or other reasons, just aging, then your ability to balance is significantly negatively affected. And so, as we know, that seniors have a terrible time, you know, with falling, and falling can be really dangerous, if not fatal, to seniors. And so when we talk about keeping our parents healthy, it's really, really important that they maintain that proprioception. So we actually have studies on that with Juvent. Those type 2A muscle fibers and that proprioception can really help that. So that helps with patients not falling and having better balance. We get a lot of really good, strong stories about that. So that's important. In addition to that, you know, it's interesting in the extracellular matrix in our bodies, most of the cellular interactions are random in nature, or stochastic in nature. And so that's why the motion is so important. And so Juvent helps that, shaking those cells and keeping them all moving together and interacting. And so, you know, you mentioned dance. Dancers are very healthy people as a rule. I mean, you look at dancers, just live a long time. They do really well. They're very, very healthy people. And that's because they're just always moving, right? They're getting the motion. They're getting the impact they need. And so, you know, God bless people that dance. I mean, it's a great thing. And yoga too. Yoga is really good. And so any of those motion type things are moving around the lymphatic system, but also those intercellular reactions that are occurring that are essential to good health, you know.
So if you're enjoying this episode, I want to extend a $300 gift to you so that you can start your Juvent journey. Head to juvent.com/Kelly Brogan. The code is Kelly300 to use at checkout. So I believe that movement is medicine. And even though I prioritize exercise and dance, I am definitely not walking 5 miles a day barefoot to get the micro impact that my biology is expecting. Unlike vibration plates, Juvent's Micro Impact platform is an expertly calibrated and personalized technology with data behind their claims around enhancing athletic performance, musculoskeletal support, and a host of benefits related to lymphatics and fascia. When you invest in one for your family, you can put it in the living room and hop on it for 10 to 20 minutes a day, knowing that you're supporting your longevity and youthful body in ways that are proven. Again, that's juvent.com/Kelly Brogan. The code is Kelly300 for $300 off at checkout. Your future body will thank you. And if you don't completely love it after 6 weeks, you can return it for a full refund, no questions asked. Enjoy.
Amazing. Yeah. I mean, I think, again, attempting to remember what the human body wants, right? What the human body longs for, what our natural biological inputs have been historically when we were more in a natural marriage with our environment. And however you can get to the place where you feel like you've restored that, fantastic. I know, you know, for me, family-wise, this feels like a real gift of technology and not one that so commonly in the biohacker realm really seems to put itself between you and your body, right? So as opposed to, right, like being some sort of tracking gadget that tells you sleeping and not sleeping. I don't know. For me, that seems like a movement in the wrong direction versus just, you know, allowing my movement practices to be supported by the full complement of impact that I otherwise wouldn't be receiving. And of course, I love the idea of investing. I call it loving my future self, but investing in my health and wellness for the long term, because all you have to do is have a joyful experience in life to recognize how unavailable that experience would be if your body didn't feel comfortable. And I mean, it's everything. So yeah.
Well, too, you know, our society is not really supportive of not being healthy, meaning, you know, if you talk to somebody that's had to go into assisted living or nursing home or something, that it can quickly consume a person's entire net worth within just a few years. You know, I was talking to a person the other day about this, and it's $6,000 to $10,000 just for a month in a nursing home now to be in a nicer place. And if you think about that, I mean, most of us don't have net worths that could, you know, survive a 2, 3, 4, 5 years with that kind of outlay. And so staying healthy is not just smart, but it's also very profitable in terms of, you know, having a joyful long-term, you know, life. And so, you know, and again, I go back to my mother. She's now 92. So it's been 14 years. Had she stayed in the condition she was in, she would very likely have been in a nursing home and she would have consumed her entire net worth. And now she still lives very comfortably. She still drives herself. She still gets around and she's as active as many 65-year-olds. And, you know, I talked with her this morning. She was going to a Bible study. She's driving to a Bible study. And you know what's interesting is she doesn't even really appreciate it. She takes advantage. She's, you know what I mean? She's had this now for so long. She doesn't appreciate it, but every once in a while she'll say to me, yeah, one of my friends just either passed away or is really sick now. And, you know, they're no longer able to drive or they're no longer able to get out of the house or they're, you know, now in assisted living or a nursing home. And it's really sad, you know? And so I think if we're going to age gracefully, I think we need to be looking at these kinds of technologies. It's an English company, but having good water is so critically important to our health. As we know, eating properly is really, you know, eating as much organic as we can and, you know, good exercise. You know, like I love to hear that you're lifting weights because weights are really important. Not becoming Arnold Schwarzenegger, but just maintaining, you know, because sarcopenia, as you know, muscle wasting is a really big issue with seniors. And so we want to try to maintain a certain amount of muscle mass. Because the muscle is also a big part of our metabolic engine, too, as we try to metabolize different things in our body, whether, you know, nutrition or medicines. So it's super important. So Juvent in a name is all about just trying to be healthy, not be super healthy. Like you said, the biohackers, I agree with you. Too often, they do things that are what I call hyperphysiologic. In other words, they're trying to do things that are above the normal. And while you might get away with that for a little while, very often those feedback loops come back to bite you and you end up with problems. And we see this with extreme athletes all the time. We do a lot with athletes. Mike Bryan, the Olympic gold medal tennis player, when he started using Juvent, he said to us, "Do you realize I haven't slept without pain for 20 years?" Because he had all these microfractures from playing tennis so many hours a day. And Juvent helped to heal those microfractures in his bones. So if you think about that, you know, how much suffering he went through. But we hear this all the time, you know. So Steve Harvey, if you look on YouTube, there's a whole Steve Harvey episode. Steve Harvey had ankle pain for 10 years, nothing, all the treatments he went to. And Steve Harvey has unlimited money. He can do whatever he wants to. But when he got a Juvent, found out about it, his ankle pain was over within about, I think, 3 or 4 weeks. And he was so grateful. He gave us our own show, a 1-hour episode, which we were blown away by. But a really, really nice guy. Now he's got a Juvent in every one of his houses. I think he's got like 3 or 4 residences around the country in different parts of the world. So, but, you know, these are the types of stories we hear all the time. Just, you know, how is Juvent going to help people? We don't know. But we have a 6-week money back guarantee. If it doesn't help you, we'll buy it back. We pay shipping.
Amazing. I mean, I am quite experienced at vetting, not only from a medical and scientific perspective, but also through the lens that I have of supporting the body's vitality and not taking the bait of a quick fix. So I absolutely can recognize all of the, you know, all of the features that would be required for me to get behind and excited about having something like this in my living room. And I love hearing also, I love hearing testimonials and these stories of people reclaiming their health through their own intentions and practices and investment of their attention and energy and money in their own health returns. So, I mean, what investment is more significant than that for the reason talking about? So amazing, Rush. Thank you so much for aligning yourself.
Pleasure to meet you. Yeah.
This beautiful analogy and offering, and for the work that you do.
Thank you so much. Yeah, we appreciate it. And everybody here loves what they do. We love to hear the stories because that keeps us going, you know.
Amazing. Amazing. So I'll make sure that I encourage people to send more of their stories your way so that we can keep growing the field of possibility, you know, from our children's wellness all the way to bringing our elders into the noble and honorable place that they belong rather than warehoused and immobilized. I mean, it's exactly what you described. It's like quite a disruptive thing to give them back their health in this way. So,
yeah. And if any of your listeners have any questions, our email address is info@juvent.com. And I have my personal cell phone number on our website. So I'm happy to talk with. I spend a lot of time talking with physicians like yourself and talking about, you know, just how Juvent works and the mechanism of action. We're very candid to tell people what we can help and what we can't help. So, again, we're just all about success and people's health and being healthy. That's all.
Amen. Thanks, Rush.
Thank you so much. I appreciate your time. Thank you. Take care.
So if you feel inspired by this conversation to invest in a Juvent for your home, my audience is being offered a $300 off code, and the link will be in show notes. And I really look forward to hearing about your testimonials and your leaps in well-being and wellness and resolution of otherwise potentially chronic symptoms. So definitely let us know. All right, enjoy.